The London Police Commissioner says a terror attack in the British capital is inevitable, and it's just a matter of time when it happens. London's Metropolitan Police Commissioner Sir John Stevens says Britain's security services are working three times harder than ever in trying to foil possible attacks. Speaking at a news conference, he urged the public to be vigilant and report anything considered suspicious, such as unattended bags on the trains, to authorities.
It is right to say that the anti-terrorist branch, together with MI5, is probably the most successful counter-terrorist organisation the world has seen in the last 32 years. However, we face a real and very real threat in terms of what we're facing today. But it is absolutely essential that everybody continues to go about their daily business.
Since September 11, 2001, Mr. Stevens says 520 suspected terror-related arrests have been made. He says half of the suspects have been charged with offenses and some 90 are awaiting trial.
Take my word for it. We have foiled major events. Some of those events will be going through the criminal court. Some, in terms of what has been disrupted, which we can't talk about, have definitely taken place, believe you me.
Asked about the bombings in Madrid, the police commissioner said his job is to keep one step ahead of the terrorists.
We look at tactics, we look at the way these things have been operated, and we move ahead. The way to get ahead with terrorism is to play a chess game. You have to look at what has taken place and then try and analyze what they're going to do next. And the tactics used, if it was Al-Qaeda in Madrid, are tactics that they might have used elsewhere. The fact suicide bombers were not used, and mobile phones, which have been identified, were used as a timing device, is not new.
British police said Monday they were examining suspicious packages sent to four diplomatic missions in London. The Saudi Arabian embassy has confirmed it received one that contained an unknown white powder. Scotland Yard later said initial tests indicated that the contents were not hazardous, but additional tests were being carried out. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.